Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Cy, first, thank you very much for this interview. How do you feel about being here in Toronto, especially for an event like this, being the halftime show for this game?
So this is huge venue, and this is huge event, and this is first time ever being at the venue, watching the game, and being at the venue, performing as well. So, you know, all big experience all at once, and this is great.
You know, you've been having some great things happening here in Toronto. I mean, just a little while ago, you were here earlier for a Samsung event, and fans came out. And honestly, I said this after the show because I was there. I've never seen anyone put so much energy into, like, three songs. It was bigger than most concerts I've seen in years. I mean, you really know how to connect with fans.
Yeah, so I kind of regret that because I gave them too much energy, because what I heard was after the show, they drank too much. That's what I heard.
Well, you can't blame them because it was all about having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing people are connecting so much is with, of course, Gangnam Style. And congratulations, coming up to a billion hits on YouTube. Did you ever think something like this would happen?
I honestly didn't expect about a million views, you know. It's a billion. It's crazy. And you know, I'm working on my next single. So, you know, next single is not that pressure. Next dance move, I can do it. But video, I don't know. You know, it's nightmare. I'm thinking about, you know, another ridiculous video, but, you know, it's really hard.
What's going to be on the album? Because I had read that there's a chance that you might be doing something with Justin Bieber, true or untrue?
So, not just Bieber, but, you know, I literally try, you know, everyone who's getting involved with my album. So, and I'm also working on some tracks, and, you know, I don't, you know, contact, you know, featured artists first. I just make the tracks, make the song, and if I get someone, some idea, like, oh, this one's gonna be with, you know, this guy, like, I'm thinking about some, you know, great matchups, and, you know, I didn't have the track yet, so I don't think about any features yet.
As we're wrapping this up, what advice can you give people? I mean, you're living your dream right now, and what a way to live your dream. What advice can you give people who want to live their dream?
Well, you know, living in a dream is really wonderful thing, but the thing is, if someone gotta live in his or her dream, you know, he or she, that means he or she is really busy. So, you know, I at least gotta get one holiday, one single holiday, you know, so that, you know, I can realize where I am, what I did. But, you know, unfortunately, until now and until December 31st, I didn't have any single day, you know, day off. So it's going to be 2013, you know. I'm going to realize what I did.
Oh, and tour? It's going to happen?
So I think, you know, I plan some tour next year. That's for sure. But, you know, first thing, I want to, you know, release an album. And I want to do some promos. And then I'm going to, you know, plan some tours.
Fantastic. Cy, thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Beautiful.